listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, desperately trying not to be an incel in the Batcave. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul here, learning about Snyder Bros versus James Gunn for the first time. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, for a certain definition of fun.
Yeah.
Online, there's the Snyder Bros. They are this, honestly, it's this, they're gonna, I'm sure I'd get downvoted for them if they even watched our shit, but they don't. But, like, it, basically, they're almost an MRA incel kind of group. They really, really like Zack Snyder's DCEU. I don't even think they really like his other films, even though they say they do. But then you go and look at, like, the watch numbers for Rebel Moon. I'm like, you guys weren't really actually watching that, were you? No one watched Rebel Moon. That movie sucked.
I didn't even see that one, to be honest. So.
I was so defeated by the two original cuts, that original quote-unquote cuts that Netflix had him put out, that I didn't even go back for the director's cuts, because the only thing those offered was, like, more violence and nudity, but the same story. And don't get me wrong, I'm all for nudity, but
there's
I'm not suffering through those stories again. They were so bad.
But it's popped up on Netflix, like, to watch every now and again. I see it pop up, Rebel Moon. I'm like, is this worth it? And I see it's, like, 2.5 hours. I'm like,
but
I don't know.
But it's not just 2.5 hours. It's 5 hours, because it's two parts of one movie.
Oh, see, there you go. Now you've lost me completely.
No thank you whatsoever. And the problem is, it's like, don't get me wrong, Zack Snyder, as I'm sure we've said on this cast before, is a very stylish director. He lacks substance. What he needs is someone with a really good script and, like, a couple of, like, people controlling his Adderall to, like, rein him in. But he doesn't have that on certain things. Like, Rebel Moon and Sucker Punch and a couple others are his pure id.
Yeah.
And when he's on that on his own, he is his own worst enemy.
Visually compelling Sucker Punch was, but I still don't even know what I watched.
Yeah, see? And that's a big problem right there. Yeah. So then you
Is it a dream? Is it not a dream? I don't know anymore.
It's all, like, a weird fantasy to help her get through the fact that she's about to be lobotomized. That's about it. And it's we could have a whole discussion about just that movie alone, and I'm not sure I want to. Anyway, the Snyder Bros love his stuff so much, quote unquote, because his DCEU was dark and gritty and was the only real version of these heroes they ever want to acknowledge, ignoring the fact that all the characters in these movies were basically not their actual comic book versions. And I mean, again, don't get me wrong, I'm all for Elseworlds versions. If you want to shovel these guys into an Elseworld and whatever, but don't pretend they're the only versions. So,
yeah.
They're upset with James Gunn because James Gunn has set most of their shit aside, besides the stuff that James Gunn worked on, which, big surprise there, it's his products.
Yeah.
And he's in charge, and so they, like, deny that he's a good director, which, I mean, you can get into the salient points, but his Guardians of the Galaxy movies were wildly successful, and some of his other films are either critically successful or commercially successful, or both. Like, Slither was not a commercial success, but goddammit if that movie wasn't hilariously fun.
Yeah, that movie slaps, man. That's a fun movie.
See, and that's the thing. We can acknowledge certain bits of this, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. We're not Snyder-type people.
So
they have an issue with the fact that their heroes are going away and are being replaced by other heroes. And they throw out wild accusations about, like, James Gunn, the actors, everyone. They're just a big bunch of piss pants, is more or less what it is.
I'm reading a little bit about it as you're talking. So it's a faction of fans that engage in efforts to actually sabotage his films. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
funny. They're like, we just need to go to the WB studio heads and get them to fire James Gunn without thinking through the fact that the studio head that would fire James Gunn is James Gunn. Like,
I mean,
guys.
Cue the Spider-Man meme, right? Like,
right,
everybody's pointing at everybody else.
Exactly, just pointing at each other. So, no, it's just, it's weird and stupid and tragic and funny from a distance, but at the same time, you have to be going, man, this has got to stress out Gunn and all the people that work with him, because it's just like, it's a vocal minority that just cannot be pleased. And at least, like, it's not in the case of Disney, where they're just bending over backwards now to please them. They tried that once with the Snyder Bros. They got the Snyder cut, and it failed to impress anyone besides the Snyder people, who really wanted that cut of Justice League. But no one else is sitting there going, man, you know, this really redeemed it for me. Let's do more Zack Snyder. Most people are like, that was fine.
I mean, you know, I think we've talked about it a little bit. Like, you can slap another 90 minutes on anything and make it better than it was. And the movie still was just, like, fair. It was fine.
I mean, like, for instance, do I think Alien Resurrection probably could have benefited from another 15 minutes or so to flesh out story? Sure. Yeah. Do I think anything is ever going to redeem the human-alien hybrid? Absolutely not. And Zack Snyder's movies are the human-alien hybrid of DC movies, you know?
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
You're putting lipstick on a pig and polishing a turd all at the same time. Like, you're still talking about a base model that sucks.
Yeah. The new skin is not as good, kind of thing, yeah.
I think if Zack Snyder had a producer with more power and a scriptwriter who wasn't David Goyer, which, let's be honest, I could do an entire podcast on how Goyer doesn't understand superheroes either. Like, Man of Steel probably could have been a good Superman movie. We've discussed this. Right. Man of Steel is a fine superhero movie for a certain definition.
Yeah.
But it's not a good Superman movie, and that's what they don't seem to get.
Yeah. The music in that movie is the one thing that kind of made it, like, really good. You know, John Williams did a great job with the score in that movie. But, I mean, it was boring.
I think if you'd had, like, it be an Elseworlds, like, based on a comic where Superman is morally indecisive, that's one thing. There are plenty of those things out there where they question what Superman is. I don't think that works as the start of your universe. I don't think Zack Snyder in any way, shape, or form had an understanding of who Superman is. I don't think he cared. He didn't care who Superman was. He didn't care who Batman was. He seemed utterly bored by Wonder Woman. Like, this man only cared about certain things and then molded everything to fit his weird Ayn Randian vision of the world instead of actually paying attention to the characters. He should have just been doing something else entirely.
I mean, probably at this point, right? Like, again, it was fine. And visually, it had some good moments. Yeah. Whatever.
Yep.
Justice League was like, there was this huge buildup for it. And it was going to be like this enormous thing. It was going to be DC's answer to Marvel. And, like, I think the majority of us couldn't have been more disappointed, even with the Snyder Cut.
Yeah, but, like, I liked the Snyder Cut of Justice League after the fact, because at least it felt more like a real movie. I mean, say what you will about Zack Snyder, but Joss Whedon and the WB execs, like, butchered that movie to the point where it was bad on all levels. And, like, I think when I first watched it in the theater, I'm like, well, I liked the funny bits, but Joss Whedon couldn't save this film. But the more I went back and thought about it and then watched it again and then watched Zack Snyder's version, which has the benefit of him being given $70 million more and a free hand to do whatever he wanted. Sure, Zack Snyder's vision was better than what Joss Whedon did to his vision. That's not the same thing as saying it's a really good Justice League movie. It was just better.
And again, like, you can slap another 90 minutes and $100 million on something, and it's going to be better.
Yeah.
Just by proxy.
Probably.
Yeah.
In most respects.
Most times.
The fact that they fucked it up so bad while Zack Snyder wasn't looking is the only reason why an extra 90 minutes would help this one. Do I think you could stick another 90 minutes on and say, save Watchmen? No.
Fair. Yeah.
Anyway, this has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, preferring to go back and get all slithered. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul here, gonna go and watch that movie as well, because that is a good time.
That's so good. Anytime. Yes. We will see you all next time.